A very good morning to you. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Kiddushin Lamed Vav, Kiddushin 36a, pagination is 71. We're dealing with the discussion of which mitzvahs apply to women and from which mitzvahs they are absolved. And the Gemara over here is making reference to a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, that's Devarim Yud Dalid, where the pasuk says, Banim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem, you are sons or children to Hashem your God, Losis Godedu, you shouldn't cut yourselves, Velosasimu Karcho Bein Einechem Lemes, and you should not make a bald spot by tearing out here, and both of these are in reference to lames, to a dead body, when a person, Rachmana Litzlan, takes a loss that a family member passed away. So the custom among other nations was to act very harshly and display the pain by slashing themselves or by tearing out here, and we're being told, Banim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem, you are children of Hashem, and you should not do this. The Gemara on the previous page cited an opinion that learnt Banim Atem, meaning sons and not daughters. And therefore we got onto a discussion of this pasuk. How do we understand this pasuk? Are women included in this mitzvah or not? The Gemara on our Amud learns that the term banim over here is not meaning sons and not daughters. If women are absolved of this mitzvah, it is from a different source. Abaya and Rava both address that. But the term banim over here means children, and it's referring to the Jewish people being children of Hashem. As the Mefarshim explain, you are children of Hashem, and therefore, even if you took a tremendous loss, Rachmana Litzlan, but it's not so bad that you should start slashing and destroying yourself. You still have Hashem, and no matter how bad it is, such activity is inappropriate. The Torah Tumima on the Pasuk also adds that Banim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem, your children of Hashem, and therefore, even if something that seems terrible happened, and you would mourn it because a person acts according to their perception, but you need to remember that ultimately it's good because Hashem loves you, and you are children of Hashem, and even if it appears bad, or perhaps it is, it's a punishment of some sort, but it's not so bad, because ultimately Hashem loves you and cares for you. Let's begin the Gemara counting up from the wide lines, about 6 or 7 lines. In the middle of a line, Banim Atem Mai Darshi Bei. The Gemara asks, if you don't need Banim Atem to teach you sons and not daughters, what do you do with Banim Atem? What does it come to teach us? And the Gemara explains, based on what we just said, that the term Banim Atem is referring to your closeness with Hashem. Miboi, we need it. One would think, Bizman sha'atem noag yeminig banim, if you act like children, atem kruyim banim, then you're called children. Ein atem noag yeminig banim, ein atem kruyim banim. If you don't act like that, then you're not considered banim. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir explained, Bein kach uvein kach atem kruyim banim. No matter what, you are called children of Hashem. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in another place, Banim Sichlem Hema. Even they're still called my children, even if they're acting foolish. Va'omer, banim lo emun bam. Children, that trust has broken down, but they're still children. Va'omer, and it says another pasuk, zera mereyim banim mashchisim. Children that are destructive, but they're still called children. Ve'omer, and it says as well, v'haya b'makam asher ye'omer lohem lo ami atem ye'omer lohem b'nei kel chai. In the place where it won't be said, referring to you as my nation, in that place, once the healing takes place, you will be referred to as the children of the living God. May v'omer. What do we need all these extra psukim to teach me? So the Gemara explains, v'chitei masich lihude mikri b'nei. Only when they're foolish are they called children. But if it got worse than that, kiles buhu hem nosayhu, if trust breaks down, lo mikri b'nei, I would think they're not called children. Tashma, that's why you needed the next pasuk. When trust breaks down, they're still called children. V'chitema, and if you would think, he les behuem nusa, hu de mikri banim, ki poch lavodas kochavim lo mikri banim. Okay, trust broke down, but they actually are serving avodah zarah. They're still going to be called children. Tashema, even banim mashchisim, children who are destroying, but I still call them children. V'chiteiman, if you want to say, banim mashchisim hu demikri, b'nei ma'alya lo mikri, they're called destructive children, but they'll never be able to be restored to real children. Tashema, in the place of destruction, they will be called b'nei kel chai once they do tshuva. The concept over here is a concept mentioned by Tosfos in Shabbos, that Buris Lo Tamo, once we developed a relationship with Hashem that went beyond Zuchusim merit, and we actually made a covenant with Hashem, so at that point, even with all these things happening, the covenant remains, and Hashem considers us children, and eventually we get restored. This is the concept that was shared with David in Shmuel Beis Zayin Yudalid, where Hashem promised him that he's becoming a monarch, a Malchus Beis David, a monarchy, that v'hochachtiv, I will rebuke you and your descendants if they do wrong, but they will not lose the monarchy. Likewise, we find regarding the Jewish people in Yecheskel Chaf Lamed Beis, where the Jewish people wanted at the time of the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash to retire. They didn't want to be Hashem's children anymore. You sent us into Galus. We're resigning. And Hashem says, Hayo lo siyeh, it's not going to happen like that. You're going to remain as my children. Now, just one observation regarding the concept of children. There are two terms that are used that some people think are interchangeable, but they're actually very specific. There's a term zera, seed, which refers to a biological child. And then there's a term ben, which can refer to a child, like an av, a father, and a ben, a child. But it also is used figuratively, referring to students, or in this case, banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem, you are disciples of Hashem. We find the difference very clearly in Parshas Lech Lecha, where Avraham states to Hashem, Hen li lo nosato zora, behold, you have not given me, at that point, biological children, and ben besi yoresh osi, the disciple of my home is going to inherit me and carry on my legacy, referring to his servant Eliezer. So Zera refers to biological. Over here, this is not biological. We're not describing Hashem as having us as his biological children. Hashem is not a physical entity, but rather, Bonim Atem, you are disciples of Hashem. you're students of Hashem. And getting back to the pasuk again, and therefore, even when something bad happens, do not take it so harshly as to start stabbing yourself or pulling out here, because even in such a situation, recognize your relationship with Hashem. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.